Good evening. This is Tuesday, May 20th, 2025. It's 5:30 p.m. We're here for our regularly scheduled council meeting. Calling this meeting to order. Could I get a roll call, please?
All council members are present.
Thank you. We're going to start with the invocation from Pastor Stephen Brown from Praise Chapel. If you'd like to join us, please stand.
Father God, you are the source of our wisdom. We ask that you give us complete understanding of our decisions that are being made here today in our city council meeting. It says in Proverbs chapter 3, to trust in you with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. But when we acknowledge you in all of our ways, you will direct our path. So I ask you to guide us, to give us clarity, give us compassion as we seek the best for our community. Bless our leaders with wisdom and our city with peace and prosperity. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Please be seated. Alrighty. Next, our call to public. If you are speaking with a group, you must have four of you here with you. You get 5 minutes. Let us know ahead of time. If not, you get 3 minutes. With that being said, who'd like to come up first?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Vice Mayor, esteemed members of the City Council, valued community partners, and members of the community. I come today before you with a sincere and humble heart, recognizing that as a leader, I have fallen short in ways that have impacted the organization I represent and the community we serve. I believe that true leadership requires the courage to own one's mistakes, the willingness to learn from them, and the resolve to do better. In this vein, and as an expression of my commitment to each of these principles, I ask for your indulgence. First and foremost, I want to extend my deepest apologies to those adversely affected by my shortcomings. I recognize that I have not always lived up to the high standards I set for myself, nor those expected of me as a leader. In my effort to drive progress, I have missed opportunities to listen more closely, lead with greater empathy, and participate more collaboratively with community partners and the community. For this, I'm truly sorry. I've taken time to reflect on the feedback from my colleagues, community partners, and I am committed to making meaningful changes. This experience has reminded me of the incredible importance of kind communication, humility, and respect. My hope is that we can rebuild our working relationships and continue to make positive advancements towards the betterment of circumstances for the veterans we serve and this community. I understand that to rebuild trust will take time and consistent effort, and I am prepared to undertake the work necessary to earn that trust. As we move forward, I will work to listen more deeply, engage more fully, and lead with a renewed sense of purpose, compassion, and responsibility. I remain dedicated to our shared mission and fostering an environment where the value of every voice and every contribution is granted due respect. Thank you for the opportunity to continue in this partnership and for allowing me the opportunity to learn, grow, and become a better leader. Should you want to discuss my plans to improve, please do not hesitate to contact me to set up a meeting, and I appreciate the opportunity to expand further on the initiatives I will undertake in greater detail. With sincere gratitude and commitment, Raymond White, Site Director, Nation's Finest Bullhead City Office.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who'd like to come up next?
Thank you, Mayor D'Amico, Vice Mayor Dan Alfonso, City Council members and staff. My name is Diana Lestat. I'm the Loyal Knight with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks Lodge, number 2408, Bullhead City. I come before you tonight to talk about our annual Flag Day ceremony. We are dedicated in promoting the proper knowledge and respect for the American flag and all that it represents. The Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will once again perform a Flag Day ritual on Saturday, June 14, 2025 at 11 a.m. The birth of the American flag was on this day in 1777. It was June 14, 1911, the Elks began our Flag Day ceremony. It was not until August 3, 1949 that President Harry S. Truman, who was himself an Elk, signed into law designating June 14th as Flag Day. Our order was the first fraternal organization to celebrate Flag Day starting June 14, 1911. The Elks continue this tradition today by inviting every active military member, retired veteran, first responders, citizens, and youth to attend this incredibly special open public ceremony at our lodge. The Elks Lodge is located on the corner of Emerald Road and Hancock. Those of you who attended last year's ceremony left informed and inspired. Mayor D'Amico, the Exalted Ruler Walt Hauntz, and the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks Lodge number 2408 again ask you to declare by proclamation the week of June 8, 2025 to June 14, 2025 as a week for every home and business to display and honor our American flag. In closing, Mayor D'Amico, Vice Mayor Dan Alfonso, City Council members and staff, our Exalted Ruler Walt Hauntz wants to once again extend his personal invitation on behalf of all Elks to you all. We know everyone who attends this ceremony will leave inspired and informed. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next.
Barbara Pape. Good evening, Mayor and City Council. I'm here to inform our community of our Colorado River Republican Women monthly meeting is June 7th at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Location is Chaparral Country Club, 1260 Mojave Drive, Bullhead City. This is a luncheon and it costs $15. The menu is hamburger, cheeseburger, tuna sandwich, chef salad. Our guest speakers are Dan Alfonso, Bullhead City Vice Mayor, and Pam Ford, AZRFW, and she is a chair and speaking about the biennial convention that is in Mesa, June 19th to 21st. Also, I'd like to announce CRRW upcoming bingo and burgers at the Chaparral again. It will be on Monday, June 23rd. Funds of the and donations for this donation for donations will go to local profit nonprofit organizations. The doors open at 4:30 p.m. Last call for burgers is 5:30 p.m. and game begins at 6 p.m. Ticket sales are pre-sales is $20, and the contact person is Robbie Adams, 928-715-3557 or email Colorado River Republican Women at yahoo.com. You don't have to be a member, but we would love to have you new members and hoping that you would think about joining us. Thank you and good night.
Thank you. Who'd like to come up next?
Stephen Brown, Bullhead City. I'm here on behalf of Bullhead Regional Food Bank. I'm the executive director over there. First off, I just want to thank council, Jeff Tipton, everybody who made it possible for the community block grant to be able to get our new building. We are going to be doing our ribbon cutting event. We got here's the flyer. We gave everybody one. It's going to be June 20th, 1 month from today. We're going to have a huge event there. It's open to all the public and of course, you all. We're excited to open up our new building to be able to feed our community, to be able to streamline our operation that we have there, and just to be a better access to everybody so nobody in our community goes without or goes hungry. So once again, we just want to thank you guys. You're formally invited. It's at 10 a.m. June 20th there at 590 Hancock. So we're looking forward to seeing you all there. And everybody else who would like to come, we're looking forward to it. So thank you very much, and thank you once again.
Thank you. Who'd like to come up next?
Hello, Grace Hecht, Mayor, City Manager. I just wanted to announce about our Little Sprouts Farmers Market. It is coming up May 29th. It is for kids 6 to 18 years old. If they would like to start their own little business, they can sign up at makebullheadbutter.com. For children between 6 and 18, they don't need to have a business license. They don't need to pay taxes. This is a partnership with Mojave Community College to encourage young entrepreneurs in our community. And also, I wanted to remind everyone that we are also having a community baby shower on June 19th. This is for mothers, expecting mothers, from giving birth between the months of May and August. This is at Laughlin Ranch from 5 to 7 p.m. on June 19th. And they can also sign up at makebullheadbutter.com. This is for expecting mothers for whom no one else is throwing them a baby shower. We already have 25 mothers registered, but we would love to have more, and they'll get diapers and breast pumps and furniture, everything that they need, and we have all of the resources to help these new moms as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Next.
My name is Paula Fontes-Hamby. I live in the La Puerta area. And last week I came and talked to us about making sure that our immigration attorneys are safe. And today I'm be talking about the federal cuts that are hitting our veterans, especially hard right now. In fact, I think they're voting this evening or tomorrow. I am gonna be reading most of it because I'm not good at memory and I don't wanna make anything wrong. So most of this I'll be reading from here. But there's five reasons that federal cuts are hitting veterans especially hard. The Department of Veterans Affairs is planning to cut 83,000 jobs, which is 17% of the federal agency that provides health care for millions of veterans. The department, those services include health care, short and long-term housing, life insurance, pensions, education stipends, and assistance in jails and courts. The VA engages in pathbreaking public health research, and they're finding out that one quarter of the VA's 482,000 employees are veterans. In the past month, our dear president has been cutting the federal spending, causing numerous hardships for government employees. The veterans are among the hardest hit, and the impact goes well beyond job loss. The budget cuts will make this process only harder, and there are five reasons why. I probably won't get through them all, but I'll just, the titles, they're eroding the federal workforce. They are gutting the VA healthcare. They are de-staffing the suicide hotline. And they are losing the research. There's been a lot of research on our care, and they're losing it. And they're looming cuts to other benefits, and we need to contact our representatives, no matter what, you're this or that or the other. We need to take care of our veterans and make sure that all these cuts are not going into place right now. On the focus of the suicide hotline, the cuts to the Veterans Crisis Line is losing employees to layoffs, staffing shortages. They're estimating 800 to 900 of the 1,130 crisis line workers have always worked remotely, so they're not in the office, and they're cutting those, and they're undermining the staff. Thank you very much.
Next.
So it's already started.
State your name for the record, please.
Scotty from Bullhead. Now you've already gotten lost 15 seconds. That's bull. This last lady was just up here, said we're losing benefits. We're not losing any benefits. We're getting rid of the waste and fraud. Last Friday, I got a check in the mail. I applied for disability. I got a 40% rating. That means I'm not losing any money. In fact, I'm going to get some money. Got some money. The people that are losing their job, it's called waste and fraud. Good riddance. I'm not losing any doctors over there. No secretaries are being gone. We're going to get rid of the waste and fraud. Maybe start over and damn it. I'm not losing any benefits. In fact, I get my copay history. I don't have to pay for my meds anymore because I got over a 30%. I get my travel pay back that Biden and Harris took away so we could pay for them people down there at the border. That's a fact. Thank you, homeless shelter. You know what I wanted to say. Now, I wasn't going to talk about it. I'm not losing any benefits, so quit throwing this stuff against the wall and see if it sticks like Hillary Clinton does. Now, you guys, now for the good news. There were three of us here that got up here at the podium today and bitched about the fire department raising their rates. They voted 4-1 for the highest tax rate, 351. All these years they've been getting better assessments, levies, they've been breaking in the money. How many new homes are they assessing? But they come up with, did you guys know out there that $17 million bond? And they're threatening another one. That this new fire department up there doesn't even have an engine in it, a fire engine, EMT, or a man in it. But they're putting in beds. They're painting the place according to I guess they have to have a certain color up there. But they don't have a fire engine up there. Does that make you real happy? But they threatened us with another bond if they didn't get the 351. And so the unelected, self-appointed, they're either firemen, retired, or they're relatives of the people that were sitting here this morning. They need to be elected officials. $351 per $100. When you get your tax bill, then call Toby.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, we're going to close up. Oh, yes, sir.
My name's Eric Dallacon. I'm here on behalf of the residents of Bullhead. So I've been a resident for a few years now. I've never in the time that I've been here ever seen any allocated money that would be for any of the local washouts. We have seen one of them close out recently. I'm completely against that. I think if anything, it should be updated. There should be proper lighting, trash services. So I guess my question is, when is there gonna be some sort of upgrade on the Holiday Shore side of Bullhead? We have been there for years. If it's not for the locals cleaning up, unfortunately, it's not being cleaned. So I'd like to throw that out there. And I did hear that there's a workshop. If anybody is aware of that, knows what's going on with that, I'd like to be a part of that. I'd like to leave that there. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Brian Driscoll, and I'm a resident of Bullhead City. I'm here for me and my neighbor. My neighbor said that they were going to gate up an entrance to the river. I think it's at the end of Yale, and we wanted to complain about that. I don't know who was complaining of whatever problem is there, but if there's a problem, it's a police problem. People shouldn't gate up our access to the river. I bought 15 years ago, two blocks from the river, as close as I could afford to be near the river. I deserve every chance to enjoy it too. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Good afternoon, Mayor, Council, Pamela Smith. Just some clarifications on what Scotty was saying about the fire board. I was there as well. They actually voted for their preliminary budget to tax at a rate of $351 per hundred. The final budget will be voted on at their next meeting, which was June 24th. Thank you. And the highest rate went from $350 to $375. So they're not at the highest rate, but they're still taxing us too much. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, we're going to close the call to the public. Agenda modifications. Is there anything to be withdrawn from or moved to the appropriate place on the agenda? If not, I'll take a waiver motion, please.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to waive the reading of all ordinances and resolutions presented for adoption at this meeting.
Second.
I'll cast your votes.
I hit the wrong button.
Are you voting in favor?
Yes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
All right, manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor D'Amico, council members. Good evening. First, on my report this evening, the mayor, myself, Development Services Director Billy, and Karen in my office were at the International Shopping Center Convention the last few days up in Las Vegas, and may have seen a little bit online, but ultimately that's 30,000 plus people from across the country who are in the spirit of economic development, everything from hotels to restaurants to shopping centers, developers, people who are in the business of economic development. And we had our booth there, as we've done in the past, and I'm here to report the results were fantastic. We have major corporations from across the country coming to seek out Bullhead City and to seek information on Bullhead City. Years ago, it wasn't always that way. We had to go seek them out, and now they're coming to our booth. So we had some great discussions with hotels. I remember, it wasn't that long ago, people said that we'll never have a hotel in Bullhead City. Well, now there are major name brand hotels trying to find valuable land and locations for their facilities here. Restaurants, gas stations, new businesses, new retail, and just general developers talking to us. And again, it was very fruitful. Sometimes these things take years, though, where you plant the seed and economic development doesn't happen overnight. But we're very well positioned for the future, and this conference was just one glance into all the great things happening here. We talked to folks from Phoenix, Las Vegas, Southern California. Everybody is talking about Bullhead City. There's no question about it. So great things are in the forecast for us. I'm happy to report that. Next on my report, Dave Heath is going to talk about the last minute things going on with the summer camp program in the rec department.
Thank you, City Manager Cotter. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members, for letting me come up and talk to you about our summer camps that we have starting next week. We're very excited about this. This is not only going to be the biggest season we've ever had for summer camps, but it's going to be the most fun. So we're really looking forward to it. As of today, we have 567 campers signed up, which is far and away surpasses any other year that we've done to this point so far. The camps that have already sold out, unfortunately, include the drone camp, the Chef's Master's Cooking class, Camp, which was, of course, run by our Public Works Director, Angie Johnson. Lego Camp, first week, is sold out, and first week of gymnastics is sold out. But the good news is we have lots and lots of other camps that kids can sign up for still. Camps that are almost full that you want to get in there as soon as you hear this from me. Lego, second week. Baking, the first week. Junior Theater Camp and Cooking Camp. Those are all very popular, and they're just about ready to hit their maximum capacity. So like I said, our first week starts next week. We will close on Sunday at 5 p.m., so don't miss a chance. Registration will close Sunday at 5 p.m., so don't miss your chance to register for the first week's camps, which include, just in the first week, track camp, soccer camp, beginners painting, advanced painting, volleyball camp, music camp, bracelet making, and intro into photography. Those are just to name a few. So we're going to have a really fun summer. I encourage everyone out there to give us a call at 928-763-0158 and talk to Claire Adams to find out anything more that you want to find out about the camps. And you can register today at bullheadcity.com/recdesk. That's bullheadcity.com/RECDESK. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Next up on my report, Assistant City Manager Travis Pruitt is going to talk about the customer service training that has been offered to all city employees.
Thank you, City Manager Cotter, and good evening, Mayor and Council. Thanks for the opportunity to highlight the recent customer service training session. So the customer service training session was actually an idea that Toby came up with. I mean, it's been a couple years in the making. Wanted me to put on a all city staff customer service training. So we wanted to take our time and do it right. I think we've done it in the past one time, but it's been several years since it was done. But so what we did is we partnered with the Mojave County Community College, and they actually designed a specific training session for the City of Bullhead City employees geared towards our culture, who we are, and what we wanted to project. And really what we were looking at, we already have a really good staff and people do an excellent job, but what Toby was saying is, you know, we really need to up the game. Even though we're doing good, we need to take it up another level and really professionalize the staff. And the residents, they deserve that. So Mojave County worked with us to put together a half-day training session for all full-time employees. So as well into 350, 360 employees over the course of 3 days, brought them in for a half session. And one of the things that we insisted was, it's everybody. Everybody, the judge was there, I was there, Toby was there. We're all enhancing our ability to provide the best customer service to the residents that are here. We even had police staff there. When I initially talked to the chief, I said, I know you guys have a specialized way of dealing with the public, but you know, how can we shape this to fit you and your staff? And the chief said, no. He said, my staff has a responsibility to provide good customer service. They know how to handle themselves out there, but we have the same responsibilities as everyone else, as we are the face of the city for the public. So we did the session, everybody went through it, excellent session. The feedback from the staff was really good, because not only did it teach them how to provide good customer service to the public, it also taught them how to be good stewards of customer service to each other, how to treat each other, which in turn increases our internal productivity. So overall, it was an excellent session. We got really good feedback from the staff, and I'm happy that Toby allowed us to do that. So thank you. Stan, for any questions.
Anyone have any questions? Thank you, Travis.
Thank you. And Mayor, just for the gentlemen who were asking about the river closing issues, Travis can talk to them outside of the meeting. We have been talking a lot about river access, and each one of those access points are being dealt with on a case-by-case basis. And so there have been at least one workshop, but many workshops in the past over the years that I've been the city manager. And so we can provide those gentlemen with some additional information as it may affect their neighborhood. And then finally, I just want to highlight a couple key birthdays on our staff. Billy in Development Services just celebrated a milestone, even though he looks 21. He just had a nice birthday. And it's also our chief's birthday, and you know that the community greatly respects the chief and his department. And of course, they don't get embarrassed enough at the council meetings, but I just wanted to wish them both a happy birthday.
All right, thank you. Mayor and council members' reports on current events. Does anybody have anything?
Mr. Mayor, I have Linda Saldana couldn't be here, so I want to announce this for her. Veterans United, Inc. is having their annual Memorial Day ceremony at 12 p.m. at the Arizona Veterans Memorial Park at the Eternal Flame on Monday, the 26th, Memorial Day, with special guest speakers, Major A.J. Pompas, and along with our dignitaries. Afterward, free hot dogs, hamburgers, and the American Legion BHC at 2 p.m.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Yes, Mayor D'Amico, a quick announcement. The Bullhead City Pest Abatement is hosting a caddisfly community forum this Thursday, May 22nd, from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Bullhead City Council chambers. Caddisfly Community Forums are worthy of attendance if you're interested in current nuisance abatement strategies. The May 22nd forum at 6 p.m. in the council chambers will highlight several new projects and initiatives planned for this year.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Well, there is no consent agenda, so we can skip that. Item number one.
Item number one, this is a public hearing. Discussion and possible action to adopt resolution number 2025-R-25, approving the comprehensive fee schedule for fiscal year 2025-2026.
Mayor D'Amico, council members, back in March, the city started its budget process, which also includes an annual review of fees. At that March workshop, the council was presented with the comprehensive fee schedule and the proposed changes by staff. As you recall, there were very few changes. Staff had looked at the entire comprehensive fee schedule and did not recommend any significant changes on development services fees or other general fees that the public may be concerned about. There were a few that were presented, and our assistant city manager, Eddie Cajero, will present those to you right now.
Thank you, City Manager Carter. Honorable Mayor and Council, as the City Manager mentioned, on March 4th, we came before you and did a workshop for the comprehensive fee schedule. Some of the key items that we sort of talked about was the additional fee for Gary Keith Buck, the Olivia McCormick Pavilion. So that's going to be $1,000, but that will be charged to anyone who's coming in to do private events. So as we talked about during the workshop, anyone else, any other services, or if they want extra staff for cleanup or anything like that, those will incur additional charges. We also had our utilities director, Mr. Clark, talk about the lost water fees. That is as a response to the amount of breaks that we are seeing. So if a contractor or a resident hits our lines and we want to recover those fees, that's the charge that we will be putting on that. And then for the municipal court fees, these are the prosecution recovery fees. We just updated those $275 and $125 respectively. Additionally, we also had the changes that council approved. We used to charge $50 for our neighboring communities. Council went ahead and switched those to $35. And we started charging on May 9th, and anyone who stays in the surrounding areas of Fort Mojave, Laughlin, and so forth, just go to Community Park, you will be directed, and you'll get a pass for $35. And the last one on there, second last, is the budget book. Council also went ahead and approved. After further discussions with the City Clerk's office, we implemented a $25 fee for budget books. And then we also went ahead and made some changes with the council, City Council Chambers rental and conference room rentals. Back in the day, we didn't have the luxury of being where we are today, whereby we have multiple hotels and multiple rental rooms. So we used to charge fees for the council chambers to be used and the conference rooms, but with the Optimum Community Center hotels in the area, we are now canceling and doing away with that. I stand for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, any questions, comments?
Thank you, Eddie. Eddie and I discussed yesterday about two items that are on page 66 of the fee schedule. One is for a warrant fee, and the other is for order to show cause fee. I'm recommending that both of those be increased from $50 to $75. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Vice Mayor, we can definitely look into that. I think one thing that I'll just clarify, and the city manager can also back me up on this, as it comes to you today, this is what you will be adopting. Those additional changes will have to go back, and they still have to follow the 60-day notice to the public, and then those can be brought back to you for approval.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anyone else? I just wanted to add Eddie, to Eddie's comments about the $35 fee that we dropped from $50. That's for an annual pass to Community Park for approximate 3-month period when we're charging it in the park. There's been a lot of complaints on social media from those areas. And, you know, we all have little benefits of living in different communities. If you live on the Nevada side, you don't pay state income tax. If you live in Fort Mojave, you pay in Mojave Valley, you pay 2% less in sales tax. This is the only benefit we have for our citizens here, that 3 months out of the year, we don't pay, our locals do not pay to go in the park. Everyone has their benefits, but I think $35 for an annual pass is very reasonable. And that's it. Anyone from the public like to speak on?
Hello, Mayor, City Council, Toby. My name is Janice Johnston. I'm here over by Lakeside. I just wanted a point of clarification because we waived, there's lots of red lines through the budgeting section for the chamber and the conference room. Will those still be available for specific purposes, I'm wondering?
So, Mayor D'Amico, council members, on that particular issue, as Eddie pointed out, with our new Senior Enrichment Center, the Optimum Community Center, we believe this room and this conference room is best used for municipal purposes. Now, if there are nonprofits or community organizations that want to contact our office and have a need to use it, we certainly can, you know, we're open to doing those things. We give so much to our nonprofits, and we will always work with our nonprofits and our community organizations. But as far as a public rental, we're no longer interested in having private businesses rent these rooms when we've finally, in 2025, have so much space for them.
Right.
We think there's an abundance of private and public space outside of the council chambers. We can reserve this primarily for what its intended use is, and to have public meetings.
I appreciate that. As a member of MAPT, I still needed to know where to go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from the audience?
Hello, Grace Hecht. I just wanted to say thank you very much to the city and to the city council members for allowing the nonprofits in our community to use the park for free. I don't know of any other communities that do that. I know we recently, Make Bullhead Better, we had an event at Davis Camp, and it cost $500. They gave us $200 back after a cleaning fee, but $300 to hold an event there. And it was a great event, and it was a beautiful park, but they don't offer any discounts for nonprofits. And I just like to say thank you to all of you for your due diligence and looking over the budget and for just really helping the nonprofits in our community who are just working every day to make our community better. So thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Mayor D'Amico, if I could echo on that comment, it is true. Dave Heath has my permission to waive all nonprofit utilization within every park in the city. So whether it's Rotary, Kiwanis, any organization that comes in and has an event, for 15 years they've never paid a fee. The speaker's correct. That doesn't happen in Phoenix, Vegas, Havasu, anywhere else. That's not how it works. In fact, I was talking to someone today who says their community charges them to play pickleball, otherwise it's locked when they show up to play pickleball. So the one thing this city council has done is become family-friendly, resident-friendly. Our parks are open and accessible every single day. And if nonprofits want to work with Dave Heath and utilize, you know, rec space, rec programs, community space, they know his number, they can call him. And again, it's hundreds of thousands and dollars of fees that essentially you could say were waived. But really, those organizations are all giving to the community every day anyway. So it's a great partnership that we share here in Bullhead City.
Thank you. And I'd like to echo the last part there, that the real thanks should go to our nonprofits that do a lot for the community and every aspect, from dogs to kids to everything. And we really appreciate everything you do.
Then, Mayor, just an extra comment that I forgot. So once adopted, those fees will go into effect starting July 1. This year. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from the audience? Okay, I'll entertain a motion, please.
Motion to approve item number 1.
Cast your votes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Okay, I know that was a long council meeting, so we're going to call it. We're going to adjourn. Everybody have a wonderful weekend, and thank you.